voting is a thing of the world, and the Bible says that no man gets entangled in the affairs of the world so that he may please the one that can serve him.
That's okay.
Test yourself here at the biblical gospel, man. Test yourself at the biblical gospel. There's a narrow path. Politics have no hope. Politics have no hope. Well, the Bible tells us to live it, not just to talk it. We're supposed to act that way. We're supposed to live that way. We're supposed to seek the kingdom of God. Lady tried to get me to register to vote. I'm not interested in that. Here's Brother Zelos witnessing to a man. So we're getting witnessing going on here. And we're just standing outside this event that the leader of it tried to run us off. So far, it hasn't come to fruition. He said he was going to send a bunch of Satanists out and mock us. Well, we stood our ground, and he hasn't sent anyone out. Praise God. We don't want trouble. There is a security force here, which is helpful. And I witnessed to them, and they knew that we're peaceful. So that's good. But we're just here. We're going to preach as people are walking by. Not interested in voting. Not interested in the things of this world. We're interested in Christ and Christ crucified. So let's lift him up here as people walk by. So we're lifting up Jesus Christ, warning you there's a narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. To be a friend of this is to be a friend of the world. Don't be a friend of the world. You want to be a friend of God. How are you a friend of God? You come out of the world in repentance. You seek him in spirit and truth. You walk after his word and his ways. You test all things. The world is set for the judgment of God and the wrath of God to come. We don't want our neighbor to have the judgment and the wrath. We want you to have the love, the joy, the peace, the mercy, the goodness, the truth. But that only comes one way. It comes through the shed blood of Jesus. It comes through his death, burial, and resurrection. The churches are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. Test yourself. Make sure. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Make sure you're seeking the kingdom of God. Man just took a gospel card. Young man. Make sure that you're seeking after what God has done for man, a narrow path to eternal life. Look at the world set for the wrath of God. The world knows not God. 1 Corinthians says, the cross, the stake of Jesus, is foolishness to them that are perishing. But unto us that know God, it is the salvation. Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. If you know you're lost, you can turn from your sin. But before you can come out of your sin, you have to believe that you've transgressed against a holy God. Transgress is to commit sin and offense against his word. Jesus is the word made flesh. Jesus came into the world to show us the way. Are you willing, neighbor, to lay down your life? Repent. Be cleansed by the blood of Christ. Are you willing to seek him and love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Test yourself, neighbors. We love you. We're here for you. Lifting up Christ crucified. Turning from false ways is the fruit that you're born of God. Turning away from the culture. Turning to righteousness. Things like Christmas and Easter are not of God. They're an invention of man made to deceive people. You have to turn. The Bible says Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. If you don't come by him, if you don't lose your life to find him, if you don't seek the kingdom of God, test yourself, young man. You got to seek the kingdom of God. You can't just believe, you got to live. You got to follow. You got to obey. You got to walk in righteousness. The Bible says few are going to find eternal life. That means a puny number. puny number of people are going to find eternal life. How are you going to find eternal life if you're a friend of the world, neighbor? This is the world. How are you going to find eternal life? Walking down the broad road to destruction. Just walking around this event, shining the light of Christ. Jesus said, don't put your light under a bushel. Jesus said, be salt. What does salt and what does light do? Salt preserves. Salt preserves the truth and lets it go forth. And what does light do? Light shines the way. Light points the way, goodness and truth. It points the way out of sin and evil. Paul says in Romans to follow after obedience to righteousness, but sin unto death. So if you live in sin, this world is full of sin. This event is sin. The culture is sin. Man-made churchianity is sin. But if you follow that, you cannot find eternal life. Jesus didn't die for sins that we keep doing. Jesus died for sins you repent of and come out of. Have you come out of all your sins, neighbor? Have you lost your life for this glorious Savior? Have you been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? He doesn't want your Sunday scrap. He doesn't want your Christmas pagan holiday. He doesn't want your Easter pagan holiday. He wants spirit and truth. He wants you to lose your life. He wants you to be made a new creation. He wants you to surrender your will. The rich man came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the law. He said, I've done that. Jesus said, sell everything and come and follow me. He couldn't do it. Why? Because he loved his stuff. Do you love this life? Do you love the world? Do you love your stuff more than the truth of God? If you love the things around you more than God, you're an idolater. We don't want you to love the things of this world. If your heart was truly transformed by the Spirit of God, you would love the Word of God. You would love the ways of God. You would love righteousness. But what happens to a heart that's not transformed? A heart that's not transformed loves darkness. John 3, 19 through 21. The light has come into the world. That's Jesus. But men love darkness because light reproves their deeds, their sinful deeds. What do you live in, neighbor? Are you living in the light of Christ? Are you living in the darkness of sin and evil ways? Jesus is a God of light. No sin can dwell in the light. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed two priests in Leviticus 10. One sin killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 after Jesus had rose again. And Revelation 22 says one sin will put you outside the kingdom of God, like loving and keeping a lie. We don't want you to love and keep a lie. We want you to walk in his word and his ways. He came as a baby in a manger. They celebrated on their pagan Christmas holiday. It's not a godly holiday. He's not coming back as a baby in a manger. He's coming back as the flaming lion of Judah with judgment in his eyes. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to separate the sheep and the goats. A sheep are the people that hear his voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're not following the voice of Jesus in this world. You follow him out of the world. You're not following Jesus living like the culture. You come out of the culture. And the goats would be the people that are like the world, in false ways and churchianity. Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, non-denominational, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Anabaptist, whatever flavor that is made of man. They're all made of man. A lady asked me, what church do you follow? We follow Jesus Christ. He's the only one, the only way. We don't need a denomination. We don't need a set of rules outside the Word of God. We don't need Christmas and Easter. We don't need Sunday as the Lord's Day. These are all lies and not rooted in truth. What you need is the Holy Scriptures to enlighten you to the Word of God. What you need is spirit and truth to overtake your life. The pastors and the priests aren't telling you the great cost to follow Jesus and gain eternal life. If you're like the world, neighbor, you're an enemy of God. James 4:4, 1 John 2:15. If you love the things of God, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. You got to love what God loves, hate what God hates, lies, sin, error, worldliness. They have tarot cards here. They have evil. They have occult. They have wickedness. They have carnality. You can't be a partaker of darkness and claim the light. All right, so it's been really an eventful evening here. We've been preaching the gospel. We've been warning people about the death. Well, we've been warning people about why Jesus had to come, the death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin. But then people are living for the world and they mock. They live in their flesh. They live in every false way. The Bible says you have to come out of the world and be not conformed to it. And be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Have you lost your life to find Christ in spirit and truth? We've had some good talks. One young man came up and seemed like a magnet, came up to talk to me. That was awesome. Another man listened for a while before some feminist women swept him away. Another man admitted, yep, what we're saying is true, even though he can't follow Christ today. He hasn't killed his flesh to do it. So all types of people we meet out here, Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded. We're just being faithful. We've been called mean out here. Why? Because we make judgments about sin and what is a biblical gospel versus lies and error. We've been told that we're breaking the law as we stand on a public sidewalk. We've been told that we're interfering with their event as we stand on a public sidewalk peacefully. They got speakers blaring in there. I don't even have an amplifier on. So we just are telling the truth. And what happens? The world lies about the truth of God. We don't want our neighbors to be deceived. We want them to know that Christ made the narrow way. That you must repent and come out of the world. That you must seek him in spirit and truth. The churches are lying to you, neighbor. You can't find eternal life living like the world. What's going to become of you as you live like the world? Don't live after the pattern of the world. Live after Christ in spirit and truth. It's that time of year, the pagan Christmas is coming. It's a man-made invention, not of God. You can't worship God in all these lies and false ways. You have to worship God in spirit and truth, sir. Neighbor. Unless you repent, you have no hope of eternal life. Christmas is an invention by the pagan Roman Catholics. Easter is an invention by the pagan Roman Catholics. Good Friday is an invention by the pagan Roman Catholics. Sunday is the Lord's Day is an invention of man-made religion. Building-centered religion, easy-believe gospels, all of this is man-made. Jesus said, if you worship God in man-made traditions, you worship him in vain, Mark 7. Matthew 15, if you worship God with your lips and your heart is far from you, far from him, he will spew you out of his mouth. Revelation 13 says, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth, neighbor. We don't want you to be spewed out of the mouth of God. We want you to be embraced by the truth of God, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, the eternal life found in Christ. But there is no eternal life in living your own way. There is no eternal life in the Sunday church system. There's no eternal life in man-made denominations. There's no eternal life in being a friend of the world. A friend of the world makes you an enemy of God, per James 4:4. Test yourself, neighbor. Jesus is coming. He's coming in judgment and fire. What side of that will you be on? He's coming to collect all the chaff. There'll be a great harvest. Most of it's going to be chaff that's burned away. And then there's going to be a few, a puny few, that will find eternal life, per Matthew 7. Broad is the road to destruction. Narrow is the way to eternal life. The broad road to destruction leads right through man-made religion, right through the culture, right through your flesh, right through worldliness like this event. This event is called the Oddities Market, I believe it's called. In Ocala, Florida, we're going to put a testing up about it. We saw tarot cards, we've seen occultism, we see worldliness. But Jesus came into the world not to judge the world, but to seek and save the world. He came to seek and save the world, but you got to turn to be saved. You got to repent. You got to lose your life. You're holding on to your life. You have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said, whatever my Father has not planted will be uprooted. If you're not rooted in the truth of God, planted by the gospel and the seeds of truth and holiness, goodness, and righteousness, it's evidence you're not born of God. We want you to be walking as fruit that you're born of God. Jesus said, you must have much fruit. If you have much fruit, it's evidence you're born of God. Because Jesus told us one clear thing. You know a tree by its fruit. He tells us that in the book of Matthew. The fruit of God. The fruit of God calls you out of the world, neighbor. The fruit of God calls you out of the church systems that are lying. The fruit of God calls you out of your flesh and pride and vanity. Test yourself to the Word of God today. Open the Holy Scriptures. Read and see that which is approved, good, pure, and true before God. Philippians 4:8 tells us, whatever is good, pure, and true, worthy, and noble, focus on these things. What are you focused on, neighbors? Don't focus on this world and the ways around you. Focus on spirit and truth. Focus on goodness and righteousness. Focus on holiness and obedience. Worldliness will put you apart from God. Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day, you cannot hear my words because Satan is your father. Do you realize that? Satan is your father if you can't hear the words of God today. That means you're a child of Satan. We don't want you to be a child of Satan. We want you to be a child of God. Child of God, not made in a church, but born by his Spirit, begotten from God through his shed blood, through repentance to him. The new life that the Holy Spirit brings. Holiness and obedience are the fruit you're born of God. And then you walk in his ways, enduring to the end. This is the path to eternal life, neighbor. But if you're here, you're seeking entertainment and flesh, it means you're not seeking the kingdom of God. If you're here, you will be judged and put outside the kingdom of God on judgment day, lest you repent and seek him. This is a true fact. You can't live for this world and claim Christ. Jesus said, no man can have two masters. He'll love one. He'll hate the other. Who is your master today? Is it Satan, the god of this world? 2 Corinthians 4:4. Is it your flesh that's mastering you? Is it false religion, the churches that are made of man? Or is it the culture? I'm looking at the culture today. A lot of wickedness, worldliness, tarot cards, debauchery, flesh, gluttony. What masters you today? Ponder that. The Bible says, test yourself, lest you be a reprobate. We don't want you to be a reprobate. We want you to be born of God, seeking his kingdom unto eternal life.